Phil Milani here with Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer at Broncos headquarters. The team and Von Miller finally agreeing to a long-term deal. And guys, this deal was a long time in the making.
A long time in the making, but it's understandable given the magnitude of this contract. Of course, you knew from the way Von Miller has played the last 5 years, and especially what he did last season and then in the postseason in Super Bowl 50, that this wasn't going to be cheap. But, you know, Von Miller is a special player, and you break the bank for special.
You do, and you also break the bank for leadership. You think about when the team went to the White House, the two names that President Obama said first were Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. The Broncos were able to get a deal done with DeMarcus, restructuring some things, opening some things up for other players, and now we see that money able to re-sign Von Miller to a long-term deal. And I think, as May said, you got to pay for leadership and you got to pay for talent, and that's what they got in Von Miller.
In today's NFL, you have to have a pass rusher like Von Miller to be a successful defense, and we saw it against Tom Brady. He wreaked havoc, and then he's almost single-handedly changed the tone of the Super Bowl.
Well, in a quarterback-centric league, you have to ask yourself, how do I defuse these elite opposing quarterbacks? And so the counter to the elite quarterback is the elite pass rusher. And that's, when you look at Von Miller's contract, this is quarterback type money, but he's as good at what he does as the Tom Brady's and Ben Roethlisberger's and Cam Newton's are at what they do. So it's appropriate that he gets this deal. And the other thing to consider, guys, is, you know, the Broncos were basically able to save about $63 million when Brock Osweiler didn't re-sign with the team, and they end up drafting Paxton Lynch, who's going to be under cost control for 5 years. That allows you to put that sort of money, that quarterback money, into a pass rusher.
I also think this is basically a reward for the things that we've seen Von do on the field and off the field as well. You think about what Von was when he came in as a rookie and how he's transformed his life, his operating procedure as far as inside the locker room and outside onto the field. It's really become full circle for him as far as being a complete football player. And so, as May said, you know, the money, you know, it's a large sum. But I also think that it's totally justified based on the changes that we've seen from him throughout his career.
Yeah, he's definitely a major leader in that locker room. And Von Miller now joins a long list of players who had that franchise tag with the Broncos and able to get a deal done. John Elway with Von Miller here. Now the question, though, is does he become like one of those other guys who were under the franchise tag? Does he struggle now after the deal, after missing a large portion of the offseason program?
Well, he certainly kept himself in shape by doing Dancing with the Stars. That was one thing. It really kept him on a pretty strict workout regimen.
But it's not football shape.
Not
no,
football
it's not.
Shape, and he hasn't been out there practicing with his teammates. So, you know, we've seen guys struggle. Now, some of it is just bad luck. I mean, Ryan Clady, he signs his long-term deal in 2013,
that's
and
right.
He has the Lisfranc injury. That's not something that I think had anything to do with missing the offseason. So, you know, some of it is luck, but I mean, you have seen guys like Demaryius Thomas had a season that he wasn't satisfied
right.
with after signing his deal. You know, we've seen others, Justin Houston, you know, had injuries.
Des Bryant with the injury last year.
Des Bryant, so it's certainly a pattern that you're concerned about, but some of those injuries, you don't know. Maybe they would have happened otherwise, so I think we're still at the small sample size point, and let's not go saying that Von Miller's going to have a bad year one way or another just yet.
The other thing to consider, though, interestingly enough, is look at Derek Wolfe, because Derek Wolfe also signed a pretty nice deal from the Broncos last season and arguably had one of the best postseasons of any Bronco after signing his deal. So, I mean, there are examples where it could go south, but there are plenty of great examples, including one on this team right now, where things did end up working out.
It's interesting. There's been a few defensive players who've also said that, hey, you know, just because Von Miller has the big money, it doesn't mean he's going to slack off. If anything, you mentioned Derek Wolfe. Chris Harris Jr. has played great since he got his contract as well. You know, there are examples on this team of guys who had gotten the money and then done even better. Emmanuel Sanders emerged after getting a big contract back in 2014. So if he follows those examples, I think the best for Von Miller may be yet to come.
And we know that Von is, let's face it, a freak kind of athlete. He should be able to walk right onto that field and keep up that pace that he had at the end of the 2015 season. It's definitely an exciting day around here as the Broncos reach a long-term deal with one of their superstar players, Von Miller. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.